And my mother thought, well, she says, we've got to have, of course, we're poor and in debt, raise a garden for food. So then she kind of gave up the flowers and went to a vegetable garden. And my father would raise like the potato fields, the sow potatoes and the turnips and the corn, the things that we sow.
Now, this is what I wanted to get down. You, for to sell,
yep.
You raise turnips,
yeah,
corn,
and potatoes.
Potatoes.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that took all. Of course, we
turnips
to sell.
Corn,
that is, we raise rye, seed rye to seed down to make to plow that make land.
Rye.
Yeah.
For soil, turn under,
yeah,
for a cover crop. Mm-hmm.
Then we generally had 5 or 6 cows.
Cows and chickens.
And the chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And then in later years. That was later years when Dr. King said I couldn't digest milk. He says, try goat milk, see. Well, I found out I could use the goat milk, so I sold the 2 cows, or my mother did,
mm-hmm,
because the goats was easier for me to take care of than taking care of those 2 cows.
Mm-hmm.
And I could use the goat milk. That didn't bother me.
No. And did you make cheese, too?
I made goat cheese, and I made goat butter. Butter, the cream would stay in the goat milk,
yeah,
unless you had a separator. It's good, you like Guernsey milk,
yeah,
but it was good.
Wonderful.
Rich.
Hmm. Well, you had a lot of different doctors in your history,
well, in
family.
The time, yes.
During the time, I have several names down here.
I got acquainted with Dr. Hitch when he was up the fair. I remember one time I had a headache and I went over and Ethel gave me an aspirin.
Now, where did he live?
At that time, the Westport Fair, he lived up there, here at Westport, right, at one time, he lived right at the corner as you turned to go up the road. Then another...
The Drift Road, near the Drift Road?
Yes.
Or the main
at
road?
At the end of the Drift Road, to go up to the main road. He lived right at the corner. Then he went out of there, and he went right to the house putting across from the fairgrounds. That's a big, big house.
Uh-huh. That was on the north side of the road.
Yes, that would be on the north side of the road, crossroad.
Uh-huh.
I forget the name, what you call it.
Old County Road.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right from fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. How did you get your looms and things up to the fairgrounds?
They supplied them. None of my things went up there.
Oh, I see. The fair, somebody?
Yes, yeah, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be nice up there.
They're trying to make the fairgrounds pretty again.
That's
Mrs. Paul is planting willows along the river up there, you know, trying to make it look pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying, you know, for a long time, just as you said, there have been a lot of people who were vandalizing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were leaving cans
oh,
and making the fairgrounds ugly.
Yeah.
And they're trying to put a fence around and plant pretty shrubbery and
mm-hmm.
so on, so that the fairgrounds will be pretty
neat,
again.
Look neat mm-hmm. again. I don't know. People throw away this. Every time I see a paper or a beer can by my place, I go pick it up, and I have it on my lease papers to keep this property clean.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept at them every once in a while. I'd go along and I'd see a beer can. So I told them at last, I said, I do want this property kept clean. I said, I don't want to have to go up on my lease on account you're not keeping it clean.
No.
So I said, you don't want a woman of my age going around to pick it up, and I'll have to have more money to hire somebody to clean it.
Yes.
They've been pretty good since then.
Yes. Do your lessees have septic tanks, cesspools?
They do now.
They do now.
Yeah, that's the law now.
Yes.
Yeah, they didn't choose to. And when we first started there was no zoning law.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd go in, take 100 by 100 if they wanted, 100 by 100 or 100 by 75 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Then there comes the zoning law, and you couldn't lease anything less than 100 So they, down by the river and the hill, that was all taken. But they just started in that lot where my house is. There's 10 acres there. So I had a surveyor come and surveyed that out. So it was all 100 by 200, half an acre. And if they want an acre, we'll take two lots together, you know. So now that's all taken, because people want to get out of the cities. Mm-hmm. And so they take it, but now they didn't. Now,
even though it's 100 by 200, that's all taken.
That's all taken now. And now they have to put in a septic tank, mm-hmm. and I think they have to drill a well.
Mm-hmm. And, they say, and drill a well. Mm-hmm.
And they say on leased land. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't help it. That's
no, well, you know, they begin, apparently, when Dr., do you remember Dr. Lepreau?
Oh, yes.
Well, when he came here, there were...
We had him Fall River once.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, when he came here, there weren't any health regulations, and people did put their waste into the rivers, which caused pollution of the water.
There's your and shellfish you eat.
Yes.
Stuff.
And so that he was influential on the Board of Health in having seen to it that people did have cesspools.
Yes,
and,
they should. Yeah. And take them along the river. I think some of them are now a little nearer than they should be.
Yes.
I don't like that.
No.
No. I approve of it. And then they go to work and they try to keep things so clean, but then in some places, not here, some places it's got to go out into the rivers where the bay is. It's awful.
I know.
But this river, far as I know, they've tried to keep it quite clean.
Have they?
I hope.
You think they've succeeded?
Well, it's far better than a lot of them I know.
I guess it is.
But I know. But there is some, I think, nearer than they should be. Mm-hmm. Well, there's so many people, you don't think of it. But when people get out thicker and thicker, it's just like a flock of hens. A few don't get sick, but when you get too many together, they're likely to get sick.
Mm-hmm. When we moved here around 1951, it was.
Oh, yes, we moved in 52, I remember.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And when we came, there were only, I think, something like 8,000 people in Westport, and now it's more than 20,000.
I know.
It's
if I didn't live right here, I wouldn't know the roads. They've changed them so, and the farms is all cut up, and people are living in them.
There is.
It's really come. It ain't what it used to be.
No, it certainly isn't. No.
Of course, I can't blame them wanting getting out the city, but they're putting them in a city where they.
Well, that's the only problem, is you feel sorry for the people in the city, but you don't want them to come and ruin your
place. No, and what's more, they're coming out of the city, I'd like for them to leave the spots clean where they are.
Yes.
Not take that junk and throw it everywhere.
Well,
we ain't all alike.
No, we're not. I think I'll turn this off, and you probably are hungry and want to... go home. I don't know how to. Oh, I stopped.
I lunch already when I go home.
Uh huh. Now let's see. If I stop it. When did you come down here? When did you? Did you get come when you got married?
Oh no, not first. No.
Did you and Mr. Hart live up in South Carver?
No, we lived in, we came here for a little while, not long. When we went to Somerville.
I see.
Well, I lived up there for about...
I think I have to... Can you speak a little bit louder?
We lived in Somerville. We were married in Providence, and then we went to Somerville to live.
Oh.
So we lived there for around 12, 13 years.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What did he do while he was there?
He was general maintenance man in the direct importing company.
I see. Well, how did he happen to come to Westport?
I don't know. He was born here.
He was?
Oh, yes. He
was born in Westport.
In Westport.
Well, that's what I thought, because there's so many I looked at old maps and old things like that, and there were so many hearts in Westport that I thought he must have been
born here.
Well, when did he start building boats?
Oh, dear, let me think now just a minute. 1921.
You came in 1921?
We came here in 1921 from some of it.
Shout at me, will you? So this thing picks it up. And you came in 1921. And did he start building boats right away? Or?
No, not that right away. He was doing dairy repairs the first 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And then, I think it was 1921, it was 1923, I think, 24, that he started building boats.
Did he start up to build the boats up on at the Cornell Road?
Yes.
Where he always did. You know, my husband knew him. I mean, he used to go down and visit with him when he was working on his boat.
That's right, he did.
And he liked him so much.
Well, we lived first on Cornell Road, and he built boats there and had a shop.
Yes.
Then we moved to Adamsville Road, and he built a cottage there.
Yes.
Then he built a shop there.
Yes.
And continued to build boats until about 2 years before he passed away.
Yes. He did?
Yes.
In other words, he just passed away a year or so ago.
It'll be 2 years, the 21st of November. The day
so that in other words, he built boats until about 4 years ago or 3 years ago.
Yes.
About 3 or 4 years ago.
Yes, 2 years before.
I know that Dick Paul loves the boat, that he built for him years ago. Do you have any remembrance of other people he built boats for?
Well, he built for, oh...
I wish I had a pencil and paper so I could write down.
Yeah, you wait just 1 minute.
Because everybody he built a boat for said that it was just the best boat.
Well, he built one for Hugh Martin, and
he could never get over that.
His.
No. Well, that's it. Now, who else did he build for?
Well, he built for... he built for one of the Palmers. I can't remember which name it was. And,
I know he built for Richard Paul.
Yes, indeed. They were so pleased. I get a special Christmas card from them every year.
And, well, he must have how many boats altogether did you suppose he built?
Oh, we built way over 1,000.
Over 1,000 boats, so
yes.
You can't possibly
remember
all the people.
No, I can't. And he built one for Joseph Whittle. Do you remember him?
Mm-hmm.
No, yes, yes. Well, he built one for him. Mm-hmm. And he built one for Mr. Butts of Paden Arum.
Mm-hmm.
These were all from 24 feet up to 42 feet that
from
he built.
24 to 42
feet, yes.
4 feet to 42 feet.
Of course, it's hard for me to remember. I don't remember too good.
Well, I don't either, but...
well, when you get to be 82 like I am, then you'll begin to remember.
I guess so. When you first came here, you went to... where did you say you went to live?
Down to... on the
on
river.
On Cornell Road?
On Cornell Road, down on the
river.
Yes, and then we built our stayed our first year there. Then we moved to where the high school is now for a year.
Uh-huh.
Then we built our own house on Cornell Road.
Uh-huh.
And we lived there 16 years. Then we moved to Adamsville Road and built our own home there, and that's where we lived the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm. On Adamsville Road?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Where the boat shop was on the corner of Cornell.
On the corner of Cornell.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see the...
I used to pass the boat shop and see him working all the time. I never stopped in and talked with him, but my husband did.
Yes,
you know,
I know.
He enjoyed him so much and enjoyed watching him work and all that.
Did you ever see the article in the magazine?
No.
In 48, I think it was, we had a big article in the magazine with both his picture and mine in it, and the boats from the boatyard, and how long he'd been in business, and all a big article in it.
Which magazine, do you know?
Yes, the Yankee.
In the Yankee?
Yes.
What type of boat did he build mostly?
Oh, all kinds, rowboats and skiffs, and he has built several sailboats. In fact, it was a sailboat that he built for Dick.
I know. Yes. Dick Paul took Mike sailing in his boat, and he was so happy with it. They loved it.
Oh, I know they did. Yes, they couldn't get over it. No. In fact, he was so pleased he gave my husband a tip. I enjoy them very much.
Well, I do too. They're very good friends of ours.
I know.
And I just...
I know they were at your anniversary.
Anniversary, yes. When you came... Well, I want to ask you two things. I was trying to study... Are you interested in flowers?
Yes, I like flowers very much.
And weeds?
No, I don't think I care for the weeds.
You don't?
No.
Not in the garden, of course.
No.
But wildflowers?
Yes, I like wildflowers.
I just wondered if where you had lived, what kinds of wildflowers you had?
Well, a number that I never knew the names of.
You didn't pay any special attention to the
wildflowers. I just knew they were pretty and I liked them, that was all. Some of them I knew the names, but most of them I didn't.
Uh-huh.
The common kind I knew.
Yes. Well, what kind would you think you liked the best or knew?
Well, I like the wood violets.
The wood violets, mm-hmm. And, did they grow all over the place? Where did they grow?
Well, they grew mostly around places when we used to go down to Capeway. We found them alongside the road.
Mm-hmm.
But not up here. The soil didn't seem to be right for them.
No.
Because we transplanted quite a few of them, my husband and I, but they never did anything. Mm-hmm. The soil just wasn't right.
Uh-huh.